Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Am I crazy? Well, careful with answering that question.
Yeah.
But does anyone in their home have fancy towels that you don't use as towels? They just sit there and they're just part of the decor? 855-444-6342. So does anyone else have fancy towels? I'm the only person who has these. 855-444-MEGA. If you have fancy towels. Because I thought everyone had them, but apparently not. We had some guests at our house, and they use my fancy towels. Like, you have the ones where you hang up, and then there's ones that you use.
The decorative towels. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You don't ever use the decorative towels. They wash their hands and then just wipe their hands on the decorative towels. They never have to do this laundry. Now I got to go do the laundry for the decorative towels. I thought everyone knew this code, this law.
Yeah, I learned this with my mom. My mom's a big decorative towel person. And I just don't understand.
You don't
let
get
me wipe my mouth or wipe my hands or face or whatever on anything. Why is it there then?
No, you would do that at my home? That's a sin.
You have kids. How do they know?
Even my kids know. You're right. I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and they know.
Don't touch.
They're wiping stuff. Towels. They're just
right.
Not telling.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't touch the decorative towels because they are decorative, and you don't want to wash them because it takes the color or, you know.
Thank you.
You take that out of the towel. We don't necessarily have decorative towels. We have certain towels in certain bathrooms that are not supposed to be touched or used. My daughter had a friend over who didn't know that rule, and I'm still chafed about it because it's like, look, you're not supposed to use those towels. We could have gotten you other towels.
How do we know?
Like, why are the towels out if you're not supposed to use them?
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
You know that.
You know those towels are out there for you to look at them
right.
And not use them.
If the towels are out, you're just supposed to look at them. If you need a towel, let me know. I'll get you one you can use.
Yeah, everyone knows.
That's so confusing.
If the towel is out, don't use it, okay, people? That is not a towel that wants to be used. It does not need your hands all over it. Is this the craziest thing you've ever heard? Or do you have decorative towels at your house? Has anyone ever used them before? 855-444-6342. So the number to call in is 855-444-MEGA. Do you have decorative towels at your house? Or Kevin and I, just old school, that's not a thing anymore. We'll take your calls on this next on the Brett Maga Show. Feel like I need to contact a judge, have these people locked up and thrown in jail. I had some guests over at the house, and they used the decorative towels. Like, everyone knows, don't use the decorative towels. Those towels are out to not be used. Duh. Doesn't that make sense to everybody?
It makes sense to me.
Thank you, Kevin.
I understand, especially holiday-themed towels.
Yeah.
All right? Okay? You're a guest over at my house, maybe during Halloween. Don't use the one that says boo to you. That's the one that, you know, because then when you wash it takes the color out. No, that's
so what do you never wash a decorative towel?
Yeah, pretty much. They're just like, they're decorative.
They're dusty.
They just sit there and collect dust. Yeah, they look good. That's what they're there for.
Yeah,
duh.
God forbid we lose the color, but there's a cobweb on it. Kevin, that's all right.
Because it goes with the theme.
Kevin has a towel that says boo to you. I love that. Let's go to Carrie. Carrie, you think this is my fault that the guests committed the unlawful act?
Not necessarily your fault, but if there's no other towel to use, most people don't want to stop with what they're doing to go ask for another towel if that's the only towel available.
Agreed.
I'm not opposed to decorative towels, just also have another one available.
I do have, the other one's hanging. The decorative towel is folded. Like, clearly there's a difference.
Oh,
if it's folded
okay.
And nice.
Hanging towel equals dirty towel is what I'd think.
Wow. See, no, Carrie, this is why I don't let Hannah come over to my house anymore.
Yeah.
Sylvia, you actually take the decorative towel thing so serious because someone at my house used the decorative towel. You actually have to put up something, right?
I did. My husband's golf group came over, and they were using the powder room, and I said, these decorative towels are going to get used for sure.
These idiots.
Even though there are paper towels sitting there. So I put up a little sign on the mirror, and it says, I'm hoping that you're enjoying the display of beautiful towels while you're using the paper towels to dry your hands.
Oh, smart.
Wow. So you used the sign.
Did they follow it?
And they did, and it's still in my powder room today.
Sylvia, I love that.
Going anywhere called powder room, you better not use the decorative towels.
Kyra, you do this. You put up paper towels. Did you just learn something? Maybe you need to take it one step further?
So what I do is, yeah, I need to take it one step further. So I have paper towels, and I have regular towels. I mean, the decorative. And I actually have bows and cute little things on my decorative towels, and they still use them. So, and my husband uses them too.
And my husband, you better like put the divorce paper on there. And be like, let it happen again. see what happens if you unfold it. You undo that bow one more time. I promise.
Yes,
you need to get signs. You need to get signs. There you go, and then maybe these idiots will figure it out. Here's your sign.